I get up the next morning, I leave the house, and I am covered with spider webs. He spins a web right from the doorway to where I got to go. He must work all night.
And then he sleeps all day.
And then he sleeps all day. That really pisses me off when people do that. You know,
the overnight spider.
So on one end of the spectrum, I'm fighting the technological battle of computers. On the complete other end of the spectrum, I'm at war with an insect. This is my life.
You have no middle ground.
No.
You live on polar
shell
opposite
of a man
ends.
That you used
yes.
to be.
You got middle ground. It's called looking at you every day, Schlanger.
And that's your reward.
And wow. Boy, I feel rewarded, too.
So did Sweaty Computer Guy bring his buddies, middle-aged man and beer-drinking buddy? All three just have a little party?
But, you know, we're about to be descended upon by the, you know, attack of the butt crackers, you know.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Guys with tool belts,
that's
you know.
That's right.
Named Riley and stuff like that who, you know, have scars and
and once they figure out who you are.
Riley. And fingers missing and stuff like that. You know, guys who just love the sound of...
And then you're going to get that one little Mr. Annoying that asks you a million questions about radio every day.
Wish I had one of them jobs that you just work 4 hours a day. Wish I had one of them.
Here we go, folks. Here we go.
What's estimated time of arrival for this to be completed?
I think it's the tricentennial of America.
When does the fridge arrive?
We've got a long
I'm
road ahead
hungry.
Of us.
Coming over.
It's the longest summer of my life. Help me. Help me.
What Fort Wayne was the greatest summer of your life. Now you're experiencing the longest.
The stuff you remember. Middle 90s today, middle 90s tomorrow. It's in the 70s now. 622 on the Breakfast Club, 93.7 KSD.
If you would happen to recall the content of our Huey's Honda advertising from last month.
We'll help get you out of the picture.
What did I tell you? Sunny today, middle 90s. Same thing for tomorrow, 78 degrees right now. We go back to January 15th, 1997 at 8 o'clock this morning. You're on 93.7 KSD, 625 and Pink Floyd.
Hello.
93.7 KSD, great classics from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Pink Floyd from The Wall. It is 6:32 on The Breakfast Club, 93.7 KSD. What's JC talking about? What do you mean we're going back to January 15th, 1997? Well, you know, here we got 95 today, 95 tomorrow, maybe 96 or 97 the next day. Mm. Temperatures in the mid-90s with high humidities right on through the weekend. So we took the tape we have of the last time we had a snow emergency in St. Louis, and we said, let's play that. Maybe it's the equivalent. You know, Lance, it's kind of like the opposite of doing a rain dance. You know, we can't change the weather, but maybe if we permeate the 100,000-watt airwaves of 93.7 KSD.
The funnel cake-powered massive 93.7.
With all of this discussion about snow, you know, school closings and snow schedules and snow plows and salt trucks, which is a solid hour of that coming on between 8 and 9. We're just going to sit back and listen to the tape of the show from January 15th, 1997. Maybe somehow it'll drive the evil spirits away. I don't know. It's worth a shot.
Yeah.
You know? What's your idea to make the heat go away?
Sit on blocks of ice.
So there.
Airline tickets.
Yeah. tomorrow, you know, John Entwistle of The Who is an artist, and they have a display going on at the Peirce Gallery in Clayton on Friday night. John Entwistle is going to be there from about 6:30 till 9 o'clock. Tomorrow, the curator of said museum, Molly Peirce, is going to be here, and we're going to have one of those numbered, autographed paintings of John Entwistle to give away, and we'll kind of talk about what you can expect tomorrow night. And we should have a surprise or two in the next 36 hours with regard to The Who here on 93.7 KSD. 6:33 right now, Lance's first look at traffic brought to you by Sam Goody. Sam Goody knows music legends like Paul McCartney. His first studio release in 4 years, Flaming Pie on Capitol, features the single The World Tonight. Get it at Goody's along with Steve Miller and Ringo Starr. Here's Lance.
Violet Hair.
Blue fuse used.
Oh, my. All right. Well, good morning, everybody. Westbound 5570 is slow from east of Route 3 up to the Poplar Street. Street Bridge. I'm Lance Hildebrand, 93.7 KSD Traffic.
City of St. Louis changing the way it does business. Mayor Harmon reports the legislation he signed into law yesterday will lock into place provisions to ensure contracts and bonds are awarded in a fair and competitive manner. Good luck. 1 year ago today, TWA Flight 800 exploded in midair off the coast of Long Island. 230 people, a lot of them TWA employees, by the way. 30-year-old Michigan woman was arrested for drug trafficking yesterday on I-44 in West St. Louis County. Authorities report Tammy Verona, my Verona, was stopped for tailgating when she began acting suspicious. They bring in the dog sniffing dogs.
The dog sniffing dogs.
Yeah, because any dog, he might sniff the drugs, but he's going to sniff any dogs first. So I call them dog sniffing dogs, who also sniff drugs. Russian controllers say the crew of the Mir space station is in no immediate danger, despite the loss of virtually all power this morning. One of these Russian guys up there pulls a cable out. Like, what's this? And the whole thing goes dead, and they're floating around in space.
They're gonna oversleep. We don't need this wire, do we?
Crew members have reconnected a cable they accidentally unplugged while preparing to make other repairs. He was pulling out the plug to see if there was any toilet paper behind there. The FBI has put Andrew Cunanan on the top of its most wanted list. Congratulations,
yes,
Andrew.
Yes, yes.
By the description of his mother, a very high-priced hooker.